We've got 1 minute here left in the halftime break. Then we'll send it back to Cindy O'Daniel and Becky Jensen calling the game from Ketchikan. You are listening to Skagway Panther Basketball live from Ketchikan. It's the Region 5 coverage here. The score at the end of the first half was Skagway 9 and Goon 20. We'll hand it back to Cindy and Becky whenever they're ready.
Get going because they're already on the court. Angoon with the possession arrow there, and they've inbounded. Kendra Starr with the ball over to Hukesh. She gets one out to O'Brien, who puts one up for three. No good, but the other O'Brien is there for the rebound, and she gets the putback for two quick points for Angoon. Score is now Skagway with 9, Angoon with 22. Hannah tries to find Zoe, but it gets away from Zoe, and Patricia O'Brien with the rebound. She gets it over to Hukesh, who finds Starr on the other side of the key. Hannah's able to get there on defense, and they passed around. She looked like she traveled with the ball, but then she also looked like she was fouled by Haley. No call either way, and she O'Brien gets the ball in the basket for two more points for Angoon. Hannah gets the ball to Haley, who gets it to Jade, who's going to make a move to the basket. It gets stripped away by O'Brien. And Angoon is getting across half court. They're going to wait for the rest of their players. Elizabeth O'Brien with the ball. She likes to shoot. They get it to Kukesh, who gets it to Silva. Kukesh puts one up and nothing. Kara Whitehead there for the rebound. She gets the ball back over to Hannah. A little full court pressure by Angoon. Hannah gets it over to Haley. Couple dribbles by Haley over to Kara. Back to Hannah. Nice little ball fake by Hannah. She puts one up and in. Good start for Hannah. 6 minutes, 45 seconds left in the third quarter, 11-24. Angoon with a 13-point lead. Patricia O'Brien just going to dribble out the clock, I think, maybe. Elizabeth O'Brien back to the other O'Brien. If we don't put pressure on, they're not going to move, and we don't have the luxury of the clock. So Patricia O'Brien is walking all over the court, and they're just not going to call it. She puts one up and in. Hannah's looking to inbound. Haley gets the ball. She's going to get across half court. Over to Jade. Gets the ball to Hannah. Nice little move by Hannah. She's going to put it up off the front of the rim and out. Zoe tries to get there for the rebound, and she swats the ball out of bounds. Kendra Starr to inbound in the backcourt on the sideline. Skagway trails by 15 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Kukesh with the ball. She's going to get it into O'Brien, who's been hot down low. She's guarded by Haley. She puts it up and nothing. Hannah and Jade kind of knock the ball away from each other. Jade ends up with it, and she's fouled. And that foul is on Elizabeth O'Brien. They tend to get really scrappy on the ball on those if, like, Jade gets a rebound, they get real scrappy trying to get the ball away from her. Hannah gets it into Jade, who almost had Haley down low but didn't really know she was there. Jade double dribbled. So Skagway's going to get back down on defense. Angoon's going to inbound to Patricia O'Brien, and she's just going to take her sweet time getting down the court. Haley's starting to put the pressure on, so O'Brien feels like she needs to get moving. That's a good thing. Over to Kukesh, back to O'Brien. Haley with the pressure, out to Elizabeth O'Brien, who's guarded by Zoe. Nice defense by Zoe, not giving up that baseline. And they're going to call a foul on Zoe there. That's Zoe's third personal foul. So Angoon is going to inbound at the sideline. Kendra Starr to inbound to Kukesh, finds O'Brien. Out to Elizabeth O'Brien, who puts one up, and it rolls in and out. Jade with the rebound. She gets the ball to Hannah. Over to Haley. Pressure by Angoon. She tries to get the ball to Hannah. It's swatted by a star, but Hannah's able to recover. She's going to make a move all the way to the basket. She puts one up, and she's fouled. I think that should be on Kendra Starr. That'll be her third?
Yes, that's Kendra Starr's third personal.
So Hannah's going to go to the line for two free throws here. She gets the ball for the first one. It goes up, and it's good. I think Hannah's finally starting to find her shooting rhythm for this game. Kendra Starr is going to take the bench for a little bit. Free throw number two is good. So 13-26, Angoon with a 13-point lead, 4 minutes, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Kukesh with the ball at the top of the key, over to Patricia O'Brien. Over to Elizabeth O'Brien. Over to Kukesh. She finds Patricia O'Brien, who is walking all over the court. No call. Patricia O'Brien, she puts the ball up and in. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. 13 for Skagway, 28 for Angoon. And Haley went to pass the ball, and there was nobody there but Angoon. She was a good hustle for Haley getting back there to recover. And the ball gets tied up. Possession arrow goes to Skagway. And Coach O'Daniel decides it's time for a timeout. Not a great start to the second half for us. We put some points on the board, so that's good. Having a little bit better luck getting shots to fall. 13-28, Skagway trails by 15. I think they might be discussing their press break a little bit. I see a lot of nodding heads in the Skagway huddle there, so I think they get it. I think they're understanding the instructions coming from the coaches. So Hannah will be inbounding at the sideline. Angoon just going to, well, they've got a little bit of pressure on. Hannah gets it into Jade. Over to Haley. Over to Hannah. She's going to make a move to the basket. She pulls up her little jumper, puts it up. There's nothing there. Jade gets the rebound. It's tied up by Angoon. So that's a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Angoon, so they're going to inbound on the baseline. Kukesh into O'Brien, back to Kukesh. She's going to get it across half court. Kara there to play some good defense, didn't want to give up that lane. Elizabeth O'Brien with the ball. It gets swatted away by Hannah, and it gets away down into the backcourt. Angoon recovers. They've got it across half court. Now they're going to set up the offense. Skagway did a good job of getting back on defense. Patricia O'Brien with the ball. She's fouled by Kara Whitehead. Foul's on the ground, so there won't be any free throws. That's Kara's first. Number 24, Dixie George to inbound. I think we're going to have a foul call here. Looks like somebody was maybe over the back. And that's Zoe's fourth foul. Al Weber is going to be subbing in for Zoe. Foul was on Patricia O'Brien. She must have been in the act of shooting because she's at the line. We're not in a bonus yet. So she gets the ball for free throw number one. It goes up and off the side of the rim and out. Here comes Al Weber subbing in for Zoe. Zoe's gotten herself in a little bit of foul trouble. O'Brien gets the ball for free throw number two. It goes up, and that one bounces out. Hannah with the rebound. She's going to push the ball. Nope, she's going to give her team a chance to get down for their offensive set. She gets the ball over to Haley. Nice couple little dribbles by Haley. She's looking for Kara Whitehead, but it's tipped away by Angoon. Skagway's going to inbound on the baseline. Haley to inbound. She finds Hannah on the sideline. Hannah tries to get it to Al. Al wasn't quite ready. To Jade, and then back to Hannah. Nothing there. Angoon with the rebound. They're going to push the ball. Kukesh with the ball at the top of the key. She's going to shoot, and that goes in. That was a three-pointer for Kukesh. So 3 minutes left in the third quarter, 13-31. Angoon with the lead. We were trying to pass to Kara Whitehead, but Angoon was there to intercept. Patricia O'Brien lays one up and in, and she's fouled. And that foul was on Haley Jensen. Angoon with a substitution. So Patricia O'Brien, that bucket was good for her, so she's going to get one free throw for a chance at a three-point play here. And that goes up and bounces out. Jade with the rebound. She gets the ball over to Hannah. No pressure, a little bit of pressure by Angoon. Hannah gets it to Haley. Over to Jade. And Jade tries to put one up, and she's fouled. She's going to go to the line for two free throws. and that foul's on number 12.
Right. Natasha Kukash.
Oh, there you go. Oh, right. She's not even on the floor.
Oh, 21, sorry.
Oh, there I am with my dyslexia again. Jade's free throws and air balls, the first one, so that's no good, obviously.
Elizabeth O'Brien, that foul was on Elizabeth O'Brien, and that is her fourth personal foul.
Silva's going to sub in for O'Brien. Jade gets the ball for free throw number two. That one is up and rolls around the rim and out. Angoon with the rebound. Patricia O'Brien is going to bring the ball up. Skagway's back on defense. Patricia O'Brien's picked up her dribble way up beyond the arc. Back to Patricia. She's looking to drive, but there's Jade's right there in the way. Nice steal by Kara Whitehead. She's going to pull up. She's blocked by Patricia O'Brien. Haley gets the ball. Over to Al. Over to Jade, who finds Hannah across the court. Nice little ball fake by Hannah. She puts it up off the back of the rim. She gets her own rebound. She's going to put it back up off the front of the rim that time. Angoon with the rebound. Jade's hustling in there, trying to tie it up. She almost gets it away from Silva, but nothing. Angoon passes it out. Number 10's going to push the ball up the court. We've got most of our defenders back there. They're going to set up the offense. Patricia O'Brien is just going to dribble around at the top of the key. Kara Whitehead playing some good defense. And she's called for an offensive foul. She put an arm into Kara Whitehead there, so offensive foul call on Patricia O'Brien.
Actually, it was on number 10, and it was a moving screen.
Ow. I think I pay attention, and then I make what I think is the call, and I'm completely wrong.
It's okay.
I think it's a good thing I'm an unofficial. Hannah with the ball. She gets it over to Haley. Finds Al underneath the basket. Al's looking for somewhere to go. She gets it tied up by Angoon. Haley ends up with the ball. There it goes to Hannah. She's going to put it up off the side of the rim and out. Angoon's got the ball. Kendra Starr with it. She bats it back in. Number 10 recovers. And we tie it up. It should be a jump ball. Angoon tried to call a timeout. I'm not sure. See, there I go, being wrong again. Jade Cook with a foul there. They say that Jade pushed her.
There could have been a little body contact there.
Sure. Kendra Starr into Patricia O'Brien. A little bit of pressure by Kara just to get their offense started. Over to Kendra. Nice defense by Al. She does a couple spin moves, loses the handle on the ball, and then that's a double dribble. Skagway's done a really good job. Kendra Starr is, when we were in Skagway, she was a high scorer for Angoon, and I'm not sure she scored any today.
She hasn't scored any.
So they're doing a good job of shutting her down.
But Patricia O'Brien sure has.
Yeah, she's been making a lot there. Haley Jensen with the ball, looking for somewhere to go. She finds Hannah. Hannah's going to make a move to the basket. She stops and puts one up. In and out. And Tia Silva is down on the ground in lots of pain. She's got an injury. It looks she jumped up to block Hannah's shot, and she came down, and I don't know, maybe she twisted something, but she's definitely hurting. EMTs are there to look after her. So we've got 46 seconds left in the third quarter. Skagway trails by 20. So we were hoping for Skagway to come out of their halftime break with a little bit energized, but it just doesn't seem to be happening for them. They're having a hard time getting their offense to work. They've only scored 13 points so far this game. Not a whole lot of shots even taken. Hannah's been a little bit cold. She's putting up some good looks, but she's not getting them to fall. She's got a few more points this half.
Jade hasn't scored at all in this game. We've seen quite a few points from her in these last few games.
Yeah, they don't seem to be getting her the ball down low, which is where she likes to see the ball. She's become a really good scoring threat for Skagway this season. She's really been working on post moves, and I think she might be one of our leading scorers this season. So we've still got EMTs on the court looking after Tia Silva. So right after this game, we're going to have the boys' game against Angoon. And the boys are also working their way through the loser's bracket. They lost to Yakutat yesterday in a semifinal game. It was a tough loss for them. We just got done playing Yakutat at home shortly before we came here, and they played Yakutat really tightly, and yesterday they just seemed to have a tough time. So hopefully they are rebounded today, and no pun intended.
None. We're hoping they're not stagnant.
No, they were definitely stagnant yesterday. So we're hoping they're going to come out and have a good game against the Angoon boys. They are still in the running for that second berth to qualify for state. If they win today, then they will move on to tomorrow and play Heidelberg
at noon.
At noon. And then if they beat Heidelberg at noon, they'll go on to that, I don't even know what you call that final game. It's not the championship. It's the
runner-up.
The runner-up game.
Yeah.
So ASAA runs a sort of a modified double elimination bracket, so that you have a chance of working your way through. I'm not really sure why they do this format, but they started it several years ago. It's not a true double elimination in that when you're in the championship, that doesn't result in a first and second place team. The loser of that championship game goes down into the loser's bracket and plays against the third place team, I suppose is what you call them. Anyway, that final game will determine that second berth to state. So the Skagway boys still have a chance to get there. The girls do too, although they've got a lot of making up to do in the fourth quarter if they hope to do that. I know that they can. They just need to get clicking in that fourth quarter. Still on the court with the EMTs. I think maybe we'll just let KHNS take it until we get moving again. Okay, 30 seconds left on the clock. They've called the teams back in. So they're going to huddle up for a few seconds here, get a little instruction from the coaches, and then we're going to resume. That's the word I'm looking for, resume this game. So just to go over where we are, there's under a minute left in the third quarter. Skagway trails by 20. The score is 13-33. Team fouls so far for the half. Skagway has 5, Angoon with 4.
And Zoe has 4 personal fouls, so she is on the bench right now.
And we've got Al Weber in for her right now. Al does a great job coming off the bench and playing some tough defense. So Angoon gets the ball into Patricia O'Brien, over to Kukesh. I suspect that Angoon is going to take their time with the ball because they've got a good lead. Ball's passed to Patricia O'Brien. Everybody's kind of clustered up there in the middle. They spread out a bit, over to Starr, back up to Kukesh. Anna tries to bat the ball away, and they are going to call a foul on Hannah. There's a bit of body contact there, so that's Hannah's first foul of the game. Angoon is going to inbound at the sideline. Kendra Starr to inbound. And she gets the ball into number 10. And Haley almost gets the ball taken away. She ends up tying it up, so that's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow is in Skagway's favor, so they're going to inbound. Angoon's back to their full court pressure. Hannah finds Jade at the free throw line. Back up to Kara. Over to Hannah. Kara just never really got the handle, but Hannah was there to get the ball. Hannah gets across half court. She finds Haley. Haley's going to put one up. It hits the side of the backboard. Jade almost with a rebound. And time is just about to expire, and Kukesh launches one from half court, and so it doesn't even get close to the basket. So that's the end of the third period. Score is still 13-33. Skagway now with 16 fouls, so if they commit another foul, that puts Angoon in the bonus. Looks like Zoe is checking in. She's going to go back in. Both teams are in a huddle at their bench right now. They just get a little minute break between quarters. Angoon is looking pretty loose in their huddle. Skagway with a sense of urgency, hoping to erase this 20-point deficit and take the lead here in the fourth quarter. They've got a lot of work to do, but if they can tighten up that defense and start making their offense be a little bit more productive, I think it can happen for them. It's going to be Angoon ball. The possession arrow is pointing to Angoon, so Kendra Saar is going to inbound to Patricia O'Brien. Takes her time with the ball back over to Kendra Saar. Taking her time, they find O'Brien at the free throw line. Nothing there. Back out to Saar, over to Kukesh. She's looking for O'Brien, who's cutting through the key, but nothing there. She's going to go around to the other side. What? Looks like that was a moving screen on number 22 for Angoon. So that's going to be a turnover for Angoon. It's going to be Skagway ball on the sideline right around half court. Hannah's going to be inbounding Angoon with their pressure on. Hannah passes to Zoe, who's under the basket. She puts one up, but she just didn't really have a good angle. It didn't go in, but she got her own rebound. She gets it back up to Hannah at the top of the key. That was a good hustle by Zoe. Hannah finds Haley. Haley's still got her dribble, but she doesn't use it in that pivot foot slide. They call her for a travel?
That's correct.
Okay. Kendra Saar inbound. She finds Kukesh in the backcourt. She gets across half court. Angoon spreading their offense out a little bit. She finds O'Brien down low, who puts it up and in. Kara gave up the baseline a little bit there and allowed Patricia a good angle at the basket. And there's a foul off the ball, and Jade is tripped up by number 12. Right?
Sure.
Okay. That's what the scoreboard says. So that's a foul on number 12. Hannah's going to inbound. She finds Kara in the corner, who finds Zoe at the free throw line. Zoe's going to dribble. She's going to get the ball across half court through four Angoon players. She's going to go all the way to the basket. She puts it up. It's a little bit too much on the shot, and it bounces out. Tries to get her own rebound, but can't quite get there fast enough. So it goes out of bounds. Angoon to inbound. Kukesh with the ball. Over to Elizabeth O'Brien. She's going to dribble around to the other side of the court. She's going to pull up and take a little jumper. No good, but Skagway's not there for the rebound. Kukesh bats the ball back in. Angoon recovers. And Zoe, they put it up, no good, and Zoe with the rebound. She gets it to Hannah. Hannah's going to push the ball up the court. Oh, she loses the handle. It's recovered by Saar. Skagway's getting back on defense. Good hustle by Skagway to get back on there, the defense there. So Angoon didn't have an opportunity for a quick 2 points. Kara loses her man, and Patricia O'Brien cuts through the key, gets the pass, puts one up and in, and Kara fouls her on the shot. So Patricia O'Brien scores two more. I think she's their leading scorer for the game, and she gets a chance at a 3-point play. Second foul on Kara Whitehead. She gets the ball for free throw number one. It goes up and in. So 6 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game, 13-38. Skagway trails by 25. Hannah gets it into Haley, to Jade. Jade tries to take it all the way to the basket, but she dribbles off her foot and it goes out of bounds. So Angoon to inbound on the baseline under Skagway's basket. Star to Kukesh, who gets it across half court. Over to O'Brien. Zoe there to play good defense. O'Brien was looking to make that move on the baseline that she's been having luck with today. She gets around Kara and puts it up and in. Patricia O'Brien is having a great game for Angoon today. Hannah's looking to inbound. She tries to get it to Jade, but Kendra Starr is there to intercept that pass. So Ann Goon with the ball at the top of the court. Kukesh over to O'Brien, and then Kara fouls her. So that's the third foul on Kara. And it looks like Coach Mason decides it's time for a timeout. Kara is obviously upset with herself about that foul. So 13-40, Skagway now trails by 27. Each team in the bonus. The name of the game today for Skagway, I think, is frustration. They're just having a tough time making anything work on either end of the court. The offense isn't quite working. The defense just seems to be just a step, maybe half a step behind. Coach is trying to get their team fired up. And both teams take the floor. It's going to be Ann Goon ball. Is she still shooting? Oh, that's right, because we're in a one-on-one. So she's going to be shooting a one-on-one here. We've got Kukesh at the line. Natasha Kukesh. She gets the ball for her first free throw. That one is up, and it goes in. So she gets the ball for free throw number two. And it goes up, and that's also good. So 5 minutes, 39 seconds left in the game. Skagway trails by 29. Hannah with the ball. She calls the play, gets the ball over to Haley. Top of the key. Haley picks up the dribble. She finds Zoe at the elbow. Zoe just took a half second too long to get the shot off, and it's blocked by Patricia O'Brien. Haley with the steal, and she's fouled. And that foul is on number 40, Kendra Starr.
That should be her fourth.
I believe
we should be
is.
In the one-on-one.
Yeah, it's definitely we're in the bonus. Seems like the officiating is just half a step behind.
I think they are today.
They get it eventually.
Yeah. At least we're at the right basket.
That's
time.
Right. And so Haley's going to go to the line for a one-on-one. 5 minutes, 21 seconds left in the game. She gets the ball for her first free throw. And she puts that one up. That's good. She earns herself another free throw with that. 14-42. Ann Goon with the lead. She puts up the second free throw, and that's
short.
Doesn't hit anything. So Skagway gets back down on defense. Ann Goon to inbound. Little substitution here. Kendra Starr comes off the floor, and number 34.
Talon Jack comes in.
Talon Jack. Natasha Kukesh with the ball. She gets it across half court. Over to number 20. Back to Kukesh. O'Brien cutting through a key again. Kara this time with great defense. She doesn't get anything. Number 34 tries to put a shot up. Hannah blocks it. She's going to push the ball all the way up to the basket. And she's fouled by Kukesh. But there's no call there. Definitely got her with the body. But Hannah gets the shot to go. That was a lot of words to say. 2 points for Hannah.
You got it, though.
So 16-42. Ann Goon with the lead. Still 4 minutes, 45 seconds left in the game. Ann Goon's going to pass the ball around. Patricia O'Brien with the ball right now. She tries to cut through the key again, but Kara's there with some good defense. Kukesh with the ball. Everybody's kind of clumped up there in the middle. O'Brien with the ball. Kara, nice block by Kara. Patricia tried that move she's been successful with all day long, and Kara was able to block that shot. She gets the rebound and then is fouled by Haley. It's on the ground, but we are in the bonus, so Patricia O'Brien is going to go to the line for a one-and-one. Skagway will be in the double, or actually Ann Goon will be in the double bonus from here on out if we foul again. So Patricia O'Brien with her first free throw attempt. It goes up and off the back of the rim. Hannah almost got the rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds by Kukesh, so it's going to be Skagway ball under Ann Goon's basket. No pressure by Ann Goon right now. Angoon makes another substitution.
Dixie George is in the game now.
Haley with the ball. She finds Zoe at the elbow. They get it over to Jade. Nice little spin move by Jade. We've been looking for that move all day, and we just haven't seen it. But Jade tries to put one up, and she's fouled on the shot.
By Dixie George.
Well, there you go. Get the stat right when she gets into the game.
That's her second.
And so Jade's going to go to the line for two free throws here. She gets the ball for the first. It's up and rolls in and out. Free throw number two goes up, and it's short. Just hits the bottom of the net. Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. We haven't seen any scoring from Jade this game.
Okay, so Angoon will be inbounding under Skagway's basket. 4 minutes, 11 seconds left. 16-42, Angoon with the lead. Natasha Kukesh with the ball. She tries to get it to number 10, who it bounces off her feet. They get it to O'Brien, who tries to pass it in the key. Zoe's able to bounce it away, and then Hannah gets it. And she hustles down the court and ends up with it. Now there's a foul committed by Natasha Kukesh. Haley ended up with the ball, and then Kukesh tried to... Oh, wait. See, there I go. I'm wrong again.
Yeah,
how many times today?
That was Elizabeth O'Brien, which happens to be her fifth personal foul.
Wow. I would make a really bad official. So Haley's going to go to the line for a 1-1 because that foul is on the ground. Looking for an opportunity to earn herself another free throw. She gets the ball, puts it up, and that's short. I don't even know if it hit the rim.
It didn't hit anything.
So Angoon inbounds. Kukesh with the ball, bringing it up the backcourt. Gets across half court. Skagway applying a lot more pressure now. That's good. Kukesh tries to drive to through the key, and Zoe's there to get good defense. Number 24 gets the ball at the free throw line. She puts one up and in. Haley Jensen brings the ball up the court. She's going to push the ball up. A little bit of sense of urgency there on Haley's part. Hannah with the ball. She tries to get it to Zoe, but it's blocked away. Zoe ends up with the ball, puts one up. No good off the back of the rim. Kendra Starr with the rebound. She gets it to Patricia O'Brien, who brings the ball up. Over to Kukesh. Over to Starr. Back to O'Brien, to Kukesh, number 10 with the ball, and she's tripped by Kara. Haley recovers. It was no call there. Haley had a good fast break opportunity there, but just wasn't quick enough. She tries to pass it to Jade, but there was an Angoon player between the two, and she ended up with the ball. Kendra Starr brings it up the court. Kukesh is out there all alone. She's going to put one up for three. Nothing there, and Zoe tries to get the rebound, but just can't quite get the handle. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Angoon ball under their own basket. 2 minutes, 42 seconds left in the game. 16-44, Angoon with the lead. And Patricia O'Brien is standing there with nobody on her, so she gets the pass and puts the ball up and in. Haley Jensen to bring the ball up. She gets it to Hannah.
Barely.
And who gets it to Jade. Nice little spin move by Jade. She puts one up, doesn't go in, tries to get her own rebound, but bats it out of bounds. She just didn't quite have her feet under her and didn't have good balance there. Kukesh gets the ball into Starr. Back to Kukesh. Gets it across half court. Over to O'Brien. Over to Kukesh. Finds 24, and she can't quite find the handle on it. It gets batted away. The loose ball down there gets tied up. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession error goes to Skagway, so it'll be Skagway's ball out of bounds. Hannah is going to inbound from the baseline. She gets it into Haley. Kendra Starr is going to try to get the ball from behind her, but Jade sets a nice screen. Hannah gets the pass. She's going to make a move to the basket. She pulls up, puts one up off the front of the rim and out. Zoe with the rebound. She gets the ball back to Hannah. Hannah's going to find Jade underneath. She's got the lane. I think if she would have just kept going straight to the rim, she had a chance at making a basket, but she had a little spin move there. She did draw the foul, so she's going to go to the line.
I think that's on number 40, which is her fifth as well.
So Jade will be at the free throw line for two free throws. Skagway is now in the double bonus. Free throw number one is up and no good off the front of the rim. Second free throw is up. And there we go. One made free throw for Jade. Angoon's going to inbound the ball. 1 minute, 45 seconds left in the game. Patricia O'Brien gets it across half court. She's just going to dribble out the clock. As long as there's no pressure, she doesn't have to go anywhere. Over to Kukesh. Out to O'Brien. She's going to look to drive. She passes over to Kukesh. I think they just want to run the clock out. Tight defense by Kara. They pass to 24. Ball goes out of bounds. 24 loses the handle.
So it's going to be defense by Jade.
Yeah, Skagway ball on the sideline. Hannah's going to inbound to Haley. Gets the ball to Hannah. She's wide open. She puts one up for two off the back of the rim and out. Patricia O'Brien with the rebound. She's going to bring the ball up all on her own. Hannah's out there to apply a little pressure. Kukesh is all alone out there beyond the arc. Puts one up off the back of the rim. Hannah with the rebound. She's going to push the ball up the court. Waits for the rest of her team to get there. Passes over to Haley. Over to Hannah. She's going to put one up for three. Nothing there. Jade with the rebound and the putback. Two more points for Jade. 19:46, 40 seconds left in the game. Angoon with the lead. Patricia O'Brien. Angoon's not in a hurry. They don't really need to be. 35 seconds left in the game. Kukesh is guarded by Kara. She's looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to O'Brien. O'Brien passes back to Kukesh. Oh, Haley almost with the steal. O'Brien recovers. Back to Kukesh. Over to O'Brien. 13 seconds left. Over to Kukesh. To O'Brien. Hannah with the foul there. 5 seconds left in the game. 19-46. Skagway trails. Patricia O'Brien to go to the line for two free throws. They're in the double bonus now. She puts that first one up and it bounces off the side of the rim and out. Left her player hanging there. Tried to give her a little high five, but no go. Patricia O'Brien for free throw number two is up and no good. Jade with the rebound. Over to Hannah. She's going to take it all the way to the bucket. She puts it up and no good. So that ends the game and the season for the Lady Panthers. Final score here, Skagway 19, Angoon 46. Although this game wasn't the best showing for the Lady Panthers, I think they had a really good season. We didn't even have a ladies program last year. Hannah O'Daniel and Haley Jensen played on the boys team last year, and Hannah was the only one with some court time last year. Haley just didn't get a lot. She was only in eighth grade last year. So I'm really proud of the way they played this year. They have improved immensely from the very beginning of the season. I don't think you could have asked for any more from these girls this year. So good job, Lady Panthers. I'm very proud of them. So up next, the Skagway boys will play the Angoon Eagles. Again, for the boys, it's win or go home. So we're looking for them to have a really good game to make it to tomorrow's game against Heidelberg. So they've put 20 minutes on the clock so that they have time to warm up. So we're going to send it back to KHNS, and we'll be back pretty soon with the Skagway Panthers versus the Angoon Eagles.
Thanks to Cindy O'Daniel and Becky Jensen calling the game from Ketchikan. Final score there at the end was Skagway 19, Angoon 46. So the Skagway Panther girls have finished their basketball season for the year. Good job, Panther girls.